want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to have some time together again. And you might even say, and I might too, is think about what do we mean together? It might be that now you share some of these reflections with others around you, or you listen to them a few times, and they bring us together. I'm thinking about how much is going on in my life right now that I want to bring to you to bring us together with others. It's a beautiful, chilly evening here, and in the background, I can hear crickets. It's been a very warm, not the quite, but almost end of the summer. Maybe where you are, you can feel the movement to another season. Let's reflect on that, because we are, of course, only in the moment we're in. I have, in the best sense of the word, no idea where you are. And yet here we are together. We're in a moment. We're in a place of healing, a gathering by the Spirit of God. Luke 5, 33 to 39 was a reading that we shared yesterday in the chapel. The university's board of trustees were here. And friends of mine, the chair of the board, a dear friend, Ray D, was thoughtful about saying, let's go to the mountain. I speak to you from there now, from a screen porch on La Paz, a little place of peace I'm blessed to be in. And you're together with me here, and I am with you wherever you are. And Jesus, in yesterday's gospel, which is active now, lets us know, as people objected to the fact that his friends were eating and drinking, he says, but, you know, can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? So there's some sense in which our lives, even though tragedy's been striking, and maybe you're overwhelmed with things, are together in this moment. There's a wedding feast going on. There's a coming together, and the bridegroom is here. Christ is present to us in this moment, and always is. Now, you and I organize those moments, and Greg and I have organized this a little bit, and he'll do a wonderful job of editing this afterwards. And so there's a production going on. They're making things, and they're constructs in our world, and we make things. And you know, churches like that, and politics, nations, so many things get built up. But then Jesus, in this passage of Luke, after celebrating the fact that celebration is so important, with people who are troubled over the fact that his friends aren't just full of fasts and abstinences, but indeed deeply enjoying life, he goes on to tell us that he uses two very important metaphors. They all come from the same place, that no one tears a piece from an old cloak to patch an old one. Pardon me, I'm reading them wrong. I'm so excited about the message, I'm moving ahead too quickly. In the moment, no one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he or she will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Otherwise, two, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Why? New wine is still combusting in the great sense of the word. It's giving out gases, and it would just blow apart an old wineskin. Otherwise, the new wine, Jesus continues, will burst the skin. As I just said, it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. So something also happens to these old skins, and who would want to ruin them? Rather, the new wine must be poured into new wineskins. My friends, keeping it simple and trying to let this be brief, may our celebration begin now. Together. Gathered together. Let us be fresh wineskins. At a time when structures, and the largest of them down to some of our smallest, aren't working well, it seems. It might be even our household or our own economics. It may be troubles with a car or with your local church. It may be larger and more vast, but Jesus risks inviting us to be the new. Be fresh. Weinstein's containers available, that it would be that you and I would believe that at this very moment there is new wine. It's being poured into us. New life now. We're so thirsty. We want so much. We need it all. And it's being poured forth now. Our God is this fountain fullness that would fill us as we gather now together. Into each of us. And we together that we might be a new time, a new heaven, a new earth. The bridegroom is with us. Christ promised he would never leave. There's a celebration that happens, not about of being frivolous or just picking up glasses or opening bottles. It's not intoxication at all. It is rather celebration that we're called into. It's being not casual about this, but immediate to the truth. The outpouring goodness of God in this moment. Jesus faces off the organization and the organized people, the people who own and are bought already. The ones who maybe own the business or have been bought by it, whether it's religion, whether it's store down the street that demands too much of those who come there, or competition has taken over our lives, rather than the sharing and the evenness and the value and the goodness, the goods. God is the greatest good, all good, complete good. As Bonaventure, St. Bonaventure would say, God is bonum, the good. The good wine, the new wine. And here we are together sharing it at this moment. To receive it. To have it pour forth in us as new wine skins, that we might stretch in a fresh new way. Old institutions and old structures at times cannot contain what is coming to us now. Let us receive it with celebration and joy and with a sense of service, humility, and readiness. So that as we drink of this new wine, we might share this celebration with others. And my friend, I know as I take this time with you on this quiet porch here on a quiet evening after a wonderful couple of vanfuls of students return to our campus, so I sit in the quiet with a certain stillness I hope to share with you. A solitude that is ours. This is the time that readies us to be in service of others. Drink deeply of Christ's presence from a new wineskin and be that new container pouring forth that beverage, that celebration, that joy, that love for others. Take a deep drink, and a deep breath. May this be a moment of the fullness of the good, the presence of peace, readying us to celebrate life and love for others. Be well, my friend. Be full of the goodness of God, the new wine. Now, out for others.
Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair. Let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation. Be understood, but to understand, to be loved, but to love. And I want to be,
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace.
May I always seek much more to give than to receive.
May I offer healing as you have healed me.
And may I be an echo of your peace.